In Iraq today, a judicial review committee composed of two Iraqis and two Americans reappointed eight Supreme Court justices who were removed by Saddam Hussein. The U.S. administration in Baghdad hailed the move as a demonstration that rule of law and an independent judiciary are cornerstones of a free Iraq. NPR's Ann Garrels has more.
Outside Iraqi courthouses, men make their living typing documents for those who can't read or write well enough to work their way through the legal paperwork. The courts continue to function at a basic level, registering marriages and hearing simple cases. But those involving high-level members of the former regime and the thousands of detainees suspected of opposing the U.S. occupation are frozen, pending a full review of the Iraqi justice system. Today's reinstatement of the eight Supreme Court justices was largely a symbolic first step. The ceremony in the courtyard of the looted Justice Ministry began with a reading from the Quran.
Mustafa Kazim Abud, Karim Sharif Hussein.
One by one in the hot sun, the justices came forward to take the oath.
أقسم بالله العظيم أن أقضي بين الناس بالعدل وأطبق القوانين بأمانة.
I hereby take the oath to be just and fair and to protect all laws with honesty.
These justices were removed 10 years ago. Many are now well past retirement age. Justice Karim Hussein told assembled family, friends, and colleagues, "This is a happy day.
It's a historical day because it was a struggle between good and evil, between victory and defeat. And Saddam was. He treated Iraq as his own, his place of play. And we thank God that is over."
Justice Ahmed al-Jalili is now 73.
We never had in mind that we would live for a long time to see that the regime would collapse and we would come back to our posts.
Asked why he dared to defy Saddam, he had this to say.
Yes, it's true that Saddam Hussein was a tyrant, but there was God above him, and we were afraid of Saddam, but we were afraid of God more than Saddam Hussein.
Establishing a fair justice system will take a long time. A new minister of justice must be named. His nomination is bogged down in the U.S.-appointed governing council, which is rife with dissension. These reinstated Supreme Court justices say lower judges, who were corrupt, must be removed. The same committee of Iraqis and Americans who restored them is expected to act on this issue within 60 days. The justices also say it's important to remove the most egregious laws from the books as fast as possible.
For example, cutting the ear off, or the tongue off, or the hand off. And confiscating people's monies and property.
While clearly pleased the Americans reinstated him, Justice al-Jalili says the Americans have made a lot of mistakes since they occupied Iraq.
The American soldiers do not know about the nature of the Iraqis in this country now. And because they did a lot of resolutions that were not studied carefully, like expelling the army, expelling the information, doing other resolutions, they have to study these issues first before making any resolution.
And while today's ceremony was supposed to celebrate the restoration of justice, al-Jalili says the most important thing is to create a society where people feel secure. He's concerned about the large number of Iraqis killed or wounded in American raids and at checkpoints. He compares the Americans unfavorably to British troops, who, he says, have more experience dealing with civilians. American officials do not provide figures on Iraqi casualties and will only acknowledge them when asked about specific cases. They say they're looking into these cases, but there is growing anger among Iraqis about what they call unnecessarily aggressive American troops. Justice al-Jalili says there must be a joint U.S.-Iraqi committee to investigate. This man who dared to defy Saddam Hussein is not afraid to question the Americans. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.